Years ago, quite a few years ago, as a matter of fact, back during my corporate career, I happened to be on a business trip out east. And I ended up in Boston. Now, as Deacon Larry could probably relate to me, you get a chance, you want to go to a ball game at the famous Fenway Park. And that great place to watch baseball. But to be able to get there is another story. And I just remember with my rental car, and this was back in the days before GPS, Google Maps, things like that, I had two paper maps that I'm trying to find this place. And one of the things I came to realize I hadn't taken into account before is that the city of Boston is a lot older than the automobile is. So the roads there were not constructed for cars. So I'm driving around and I have an idea where it's at, and as I get near Fenway, I'm thinking, oh good, I'm finally gonna get there. I'm gonna get my chance. And the next thing I know, I take a wrong turn and I'm driving over to the Charles River to the other side of Boston. This went on for like three or four times. Every time I was in the midst, every time I was that close, I was like, oh, you better find a parking spot. I take a turn, next thing I know, I'm going over the Charles River again and looking for a way to turn around and come back. Well, a lot of things in life are like that. A lot of us go through things that we're looking and we spend time searching for the things we feel are the most important, the things that we really want to this world. Happiness, security, some people it has to be wealth, things like that. And we think that that's what we really need. That's what we have to have a good life, to have a happy life. And it doesn't always seem that way. And the things that we do tend not to work out sometime, and you hit dead ends. And there's problems, and you think your life's miserable, but you don't take into account the good things that are right in your midst. That you have. That you need to be able to do to be able to live a successful life. And for us Christians, we get that example in the gospel today. And we think about it, what are our struggles like? What are we searching for? Are we searching for God? Is this what we really think is most important? Is that when we list our priorities? Is having God in our midst, the kingdom of God, most important? Jesus, in the gospel today, says the kingdom is among us. That it's not always going to be easy. Like the people in the book of Exodus, that they were God's people. Don't know if they necessarily knew it, but it wasn't easy. They hit a lot of difficulties, a lot of problems. And we do too. We need to realize, though, that in order to be able to have a happy, fulfilling life, so much your faith is so important, not just for yourself, but for others, to be able to surround yourself with people of faith, to be able to develop a community like we have at St. Leonard. And that we have our faults sometimes and things don't always work out the way that we want, that we accept, but we got a pretty good thing going here, I have to say. And I guess I'm a little philosophical. I'm taking that into account today. Today's the 17th anniversary of my ordination into the diaconate. The best decision, well, second best decision, my wife's over there. It's the second best decision I ever made in my life was to enter into the diaconate. And while I am not a rich person by any sense, I'm rich in a lot of things that count. And in good people and connections and wonderful marriage too. And very blessed in the things that are important, what's really needed. So we need to pray. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to help guide us into the right things, to be able to understand to be able to develop lives of faith, to be able to bring us closer to that kingdom, to keep us among the kingdom of God. Paul's reading, that his letter to the Romans, that was the second reading today. And Paul talks about how the unconditional love God has for us. He didn't just come and die for some people or for those who behave themselves or listen and that. He loved all of us. God loved all of us to the point he sent his son to die for us, to teach us, to help us along this way in life, which is not always, as we all know, not the easiest thing to do. Now, in the gospel today, Jesus likens us to sheep without a shepherd. It's not a very flattering thing to be thought of as a sheep, but when you think down deep, what's important in that, who we pay attention to, what is important in our lives, we need a good shepherd. And he reminds us, he reminded the apostles that the harvest is rich, that we can't lose faith, we can't lose heart. It's worth it. It's worth doing what we need to do to keep in the grace of God and to be able to live a good life of faith. And just a couple reminders I'll leave you with before I quit here. And one of them is that how we need an active compassion to be able to look and see things that may need our help and not just blow them off, but think, you know, that poor person, maybe something can be done to help them. And that's the second thing, would be to recognize our skills. We're all gifted in different ways. We all have different things to offer other people. Which brings me into the third thing, to be active, to go for it, to be able to use the gifts that we have to be a laborer, to be able to do things that people need and people want. That truly develops God's kingdom here on earth. And in that way, we're the ones that spread the light of Christ.